December 8, 1927. One who lives in the divine will is regenerated by it, and is endowed with its goods. The Virgin, Little Light, became Sun by virtue of the divine will. I was doing my round in the whole creation, to follow all the acts that the divine fiat exercises in it. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, I feel I cannot do without going around in the whole creation, as if I could not be without making my tiny little visits to the heavens, to the stars, to the sun, to the sea and all created things, as if an electric wire were pulling me into their midst, to sing the praises of the magnificence of so many works, and to praise and love that divine will which created them and which holds them tightly as though on the palm of its divine hand, to preserve them beautiful and fresh, just as it issued them into the light of the day, and to ask for that very life and dominion which the divine fiat has within them, into the midst of creatures. Why, then, can I not do without? But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior, and told me, My daughter, you must know that you were born not once, but twice. The first time like the other creatures, the second time you were regenerated in my will. And since you are birthed from it, all that belongs to it is yours. And just as a father and a mother endow their daughter with their own goods, so did my divine volition, as it regenerated you, endow you with its divine properties. So, who does not love, who does not try to be amidst his properties? Who does not visit them often and form his dwelling in them in order to enjoy them, love them, and never stop singing the glory of the one who endowed him with so many vast properties, which contain so many different beauties? You would be too ungrateful to be daughter of my divine will and not to have your dwelling within the properties of the one who generated you, would be not to love the one who gave you birth with so much love, and not to recognize the riches of the one who generated you. So, this is the reason for the necessity you feel to go around in the whole creation, because it is your own thing, and the one who generated you calls you with his electric wire of light and of love to enjoy and to love that which is his and yours. And he enjoys hearing you repeat your repeated refrains, May the kingdom of your fiat come upon earth. After this, continuing my round in all the things created by God, I paused when he created the sovereign queen, all beautiful, pure and spotless, the new and greatest portent of all creation. And my highest good, Jesus, added, My daughter, the Immaculate Mary was the little light of the human stock, because the human earth was her origin. However, she was always daughter of the light, because no stain entered into this light. But do you know where all her greatness is? Who gave her sovereignty? Who formed seas of light, of sanctity, of grace, of love, of beauty, of power, inside and outside of her? My daughter, what is human does not know how to do great things, nor give great things. So, the celestial queen would have remained the little light, had she not put her wills though aside, which was the little light, and had she not let herself be invested by my divine will, dissolving her little light in it, which is not little light, but endless sun which, investing her completely, formed seas of light around her, of grace, of sanctity, and embellished her so much as to render her all beautiful, with all the shades of the divine beauties, such as to enamor the one who had created her. Her immaculate conception, though beautiful and pure, was always little light. It would have had neither the power nor sufficient light to be able to form seas of light and of sanctity, if our divine will had not invested the little light in order to convert it into sun, and if the little light, which was the will of the celestial sovereign lady, had not contented itself with becoming dissolved in the sun of the divine fiat to let itself be dominated by it. This was the great portent, the kingdom of my divine will in her. With it, everything she did became light. She nourished herself with light. Nothing came out of her which was not light, because she had the sun of my divine will in her power, which was such that she could draw from it as much light as she wanted to draw. And since the property of the light is to diffuse itself, to dominate, to fecundate, to illuminate, to warm, This is why the height of the sovereign queen, with the sun of my divine will which she possessed, diffused herself in God and, dominating him, she bent him to descend upon earth, she became fecund of the eternal word, she illuminated and warmed mankind. It can be said that she did everything by virtue of the kingdom of my will which she possessed. All of her other prerogatives can be called ornaments of this mother queen. But the substance of all her goods, of her height, beauty, greatness and sovereignty was that she possessed the kingdom of my will. So, it is the lesser that is said about her, but not a word is spoken of the greater. This means that they know little or nothing about my will, therefore they are almost all mute for it.